I'm Rhiannon.
I am Jessica.
I am Destiny.
I am Jasmine.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show all about the library,
the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Rhiannon, Jessica, Destiny, and Jasmine. What a great intro. I'm Julie Berry, and our show today is coming to you from 105.9 CHTV Radio DeBrigg on the main street of beautiful Elmer, Ontario. You are probably tired of hearing about germs. The COVID-19 pandemic has been around for a year now, and sometimes it feels like it's never going away. But I'm here to tell you that brighter days are around the corner. One of my favorite things about the library is the way they are always getting new books on their shelves to help people like you and me understand what's going on in the world. Did you know that the Elgin County Library already has lots of books to help us understand what a pandemic is and what we can do to help get through these difficult times? One of the books called The Spread of COVID-19 is full of facts about the virus and how scientists and doctors and healthcare workers everywhere are working together to make the world safe for us all. One of my favorites is COVID-19 Helpers, written by Beth Bacon and Carrie Lee. Find a comfy place to curl up and listen to this. COVID-19 Helpers by Beth Bacon and Carrie Lee. In the spring of 2020, something very unusual happened. Children around the world stopped going to school. They stopped playing in the parks. They stopped going to sports games and movie theaters and birthday parties. In the spring of 2020, it seemed like kids everywhere were doing nothing. But they weren't doing nothing. They were doing something very important. They were helping to fight a brand new disease. COVID-19 appeared for the first time just a few months before. Most people were not harmed by the virus, but it made some people very sick. Because it was new, doctors did not have a cure, so people everywhere began to help. Healthcare workers helped sick people recover. Researchers helped to discover new medicines. Leaders helped by making new plans. Reporters helped share the news. Farmers and grocers helped by making sure there was healthy food to eat. Truck drivers helped by transporting supplies. Garbage collectors helped by keeping communities clean. When they went to the market, shoppers helped by wearing masks and staying 6 feet apart. And kids help too, just by staying at home. It may seem like staying at home was doing nothing, but this was an important job. COVID-19 is spread by tiny droplets in the air. When more people get together, more droplets fill the air. When fewer people get together, fewer droplets fill the air. With fewer droplets in the air, fewer people may get sick. Soon, researchers will find a cure. Until they do, everyone is helping. Everyone, including kids like you. Who knew you could be a hero just by staying home? Our next story is about my old friend Scaredy Squirrel. He is scared of just about everything, including germs. Scaredy decides he wants a friend, so he makes a very detailed plan. The perfect friend, in his opinion, is 100% safe and germ-free. He finds out that getting a friend like that is not easy. Scaredy Squirrel doesn't have a friend. He'd rather be alone than risk encountering someone dangerous.
A squirrel could get bitten.
A few individuals Scaredy Squirrel is afraid to be bitten by. Walruses, beavers, bunnies, piranhas, Godzilla. So, Scaredy Squirrel finds interesting ways to pass the time all by himself. He reads, he whistles, he crafts, he yawns, he knits, he counts.
617, 618, 619, 620, 621, 622, 623, 624.
He chats to a puppet.
Hello, my name is Scaredy Squirrel. Are you going to bite me?
I'm your friend. I would never bite you.
Until one day, he spots, through his squirrel binoculars, someone perfectly safe. It's a goldfish in the fountain. A goldfish, according to Scaredy Squirrel, is the perfect friend. He's got a bubbly personality. He is squeaky clean, quiet, and no teeth. And he's germ-free.
He doesn't do much, but he's 100% safe.
A few items Scaredy Squirrel needs to make the perfect friend. A lemon, a name tag that says, "Hello, my name is Scaredy Squirrel." Mittens, a comb, a mirror, air freshener. That air freshener that looks like a Christmas tree that you hang on your rearview mirror. A toothbrush and a chew toy. Scaredy Squirrel has figured out how to make a perfect first impression on his new friend. He prepares freshly squeezed lemonade. He makes sure his name tag is visible. He tames his bad hair. He has one bad hair. He brushes his teeth thoroughly and practices smiling, making sure that he doesn't have nutty breath or any food caught between his teeth.
It's very important not to have food stuck between your teeth when you smile.
He wears mittens to hide his sweaty paws. And he uses a pine-scented air freshener to smell delightful.
I just love that smell.
Then he makes a perfect plan to meet his new friend, the goldfish, in the fountain. He makes a map, and he puts a list of steps on his map. Step 1, toss down chew toy to distract biters. Step 2, use mirror to check hair and teeth. Step 3, run to fountain. Step 4, point to name tag and smile.
I think I have a friendly smile. Do you think I have a friendly smile?
Step 5, offer lemonade.
Hey, little goldfish, would you like a glass of lemonade?
Step 6, make the perfect friend.
I can't wait to have the perfect friend.
There's also a list of things to be careful about. Don't talk to suspicious bunnies. Stay away from piranha-infested ponds. Beware of walruses. They're fast on their flippers. Avoid beavers. They could snap at any moment.
Beavers have very big teeth.
Watch out for Godzilla, for obvious reasons. But let's say, just for example, that Scaredy Squirrel did come face to face with a potential biter. He knows exactly what not to do.
Do not show fear. Do not show your fingers. Do not make eye contact. Do not make any loud noises. If all else fails, play dead.
With every detail under control, Scaredy Squirrel puts the plan into action. He first he tosses the chew toy, then he heads down the tree. Everything is perfect until he hears a strange sound coming from behind. And he realizes it's a dog. This was not part of the plan.
Oh no, this wasn't supposed to happen.
The dog chases Scaredy around the bush, around the fountain, and around in circles until Scaredy Squirrel plays dead. 30 minutes later, he's still playing dead, and the dog is still looking at him. 1 hour later, he's still playing dead. And 2 hours later, he is still playing dead. After all this time, Scaredy Squirrel realizes that the dog doesn't want to bite him. He just wants a friend. Scaredy Squirrel points to his name tag and smiles. Then he starts chasing his new buddy. They play fetch, they play hide and seek, and they play dead.
First, I'll play dead, and then you play dead, and then you play dead, and then I'll play dead. Would you like to go first?
Scaredy Squirrel forgets all about the goldfish, not to mention the walruses, bunnies, beavers, piranhas, and Godzilla.
I did not forget about Godzilla. I will never forget about Godzilla.
Time flies when you're having fun. All this excitement inspires Scaredy Squirrel to make a few minor changes to his idea of a friend. My almost perfect friend, according to Scaredy Squirrel, has muddy paws, a loud bark, drools, has a tooth, and a wet doggy smell, and he has germs. 83% safe.
He's 83% safe, and he's lots of fun.
P.S. As for the wet doggy smell, it's been taken care of.
I just hung my pine-scented air freshener around his neck. He smells great.
That was Scaredy Squirrel Makes a Friend by Melanie Watts. There are lots of Scaredy Squirrel stories at the library. And now it's time for a little giggle. This one's for you, Scaredy. How do you get a squirrel for a friend?
That's easy. Climb a tree and act like a nut.
You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15 p.m. Not only will you hear the voices of your friends and neighbors, but you'll also hear great stories read from the books that are always available to borrow from libraries in Elmer, Straffordville, Port Burwell, and Springfield. And if you miss the show, or you feel like listening to a show when it's not on the radio, go to the Elgin County Library website, where every one of our shows is available as a podcast. Find the show you want, curl up in a cozy place with someone you love, and listen. We love it when you do. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for being here, and have yourself the best week ever.
Due to COVID-19, all of the libraries in Elgin County are closed until further notice. But the Elgin County Library website is always open and ready to help you with cool apps, access to books, movies, magazines, and online learning. You can even find all the Check It In, Check It Out shows there. If you're not sure about how to get what you need, there's a chat line with a library assistant available to answer your questions. The libraries all across Elgin County have extended their Wi-Fi signals, so you can access Wi-Fi from outside their buildings. And now, you can borrow real live books and other materials and arrange to pick them up at your neighborhood library. It's all there on the Elgin County Library website. Check it out today and see what the library can do for you and your family.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.